You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Wow. You'd be so proud of me and us. Because last night she got done with her last piano lesson and Gretchen goes, do you want chicken that's healthy or do you want chicken with pasta? And I said, oh, God, her chicken and pasta is just out of this world. I said, no, let's make it healthy. Let's try to begin. So it was chicken and vegetables and quinoa.
Oh, yeah, I love me some quinoa.
Yeah, you know, I've decided that quinoa, Jer, is it's not bad, but it's not good. It's like, you know, it's just a replacement for rice. Like chicken and rice is a big dish in our house. We like that. So it's just the replacement.
It's healthier though, for sure. It's a better grain. You got to make it in the rice cooker, and then you put in garlic powder and a little salt and pepper with it, and it kicks it up.
She dresses it up.
You got to dress it up.
It was good. Look, the whole thing was good, but I had good willpower because when she makes chicken and pasta, it's just incredible.
We had day three of spaghetti and meatballs since I made so much this weekend for the birthday party. Like, this is it. We are done. I don't want to see any spaghetti for a month. We had so much pasta left. So I was like, oh, no more. Please, no more.
Yeah. I keep, when I do that, I keep the sauce and the meatballs and stuff like that. But I am one of those weird people that I cannot have leftover cooked noodles. I have to make fresh noodles.
They're a little squish at this point.
I can't handle that. Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you something. For people who listen and have grown children living in their house, that's been a thing, right? And not just because of the pandemic, but that really kind of boosted it even more. We have so many people listening who have 20-something, and in some cases, 30-something-year-old adult kids still living, you know, under their roof. Now, granted, Zoe just turned 22, and she's still a college student, and this is her senior year, and then she's going to do, 18 months of a master's program and stuff like that. But we keep talking about, man, we're ready for her to get out, ready for her to get out, ready for her to get out. She sort of is, but what's funny is she's house-sitting right now for 4 days. So it's some people that hired her to stay and look after their house and their dog, I think. So she's basically away for 4 days. And so it's a little test run for us of what it's going to be like to be empty nesters. Come on. Now, I was an empty nester for years. You know, I married back into, you know, children. But it's kind of interesting that she is making it clear that she would, if she had her way, would never really want to move out. And I'm like, well, that's not happening. You're going to be gone. And I'll just go ahead and say it. And I feel like a jerk. But it is nice for her to make that rent payment to me every month.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah. Some cash.
No. And when she moves out, I'm not going to have that income anymore.
Right.
Because once she turned, I think it was 20, she had to start paying rent, which is good. And it's teaching her responsibility and all that other stuff. And she also pays, you know, car insurance and all that other stuff to me. But I'm like, well, I'm ready for her to move out. But at the same time, man, it's nice getting that little check.
It's some walking around cash.
Getting that Venmo money.
Oh, I bet.
Every month.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys had any discussions about your children and if you think they might stick around after high school and or college?
Not a lot. It's kind of one of the reasons I'm slowly finishing the basement. I've been kind of burnt out on it lately, but yeah, I am finishing my basement. And one of them wants to be around if they do end up going to college or whatever and staying at home, and there's an extra spot that can kind of be theirs and away from us. They can go downstairs. So, it could be in the cards. I mean, I see how expensive everything is right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
That's the thing.
At that little block party that I told you about that happened on Friday, there were a couple of the snooty moms. I'm sorry, some of the moms who were out there, and they were talking about their grown kids not being able to afford anything. Buying a home, you know, is super expensive these days. And, you know, rent is way up too.
Yeah.
And so for a lot of people, it is just purely going to be a financial situation. Not just like me saying, hey, I like getting the Venmo rent payment. Mm-hmm. But Zoe's like, you know, she already is, you know, she's working and going to school full time. And, you know, where would they, like in Reed's case, yeah. Now he's basically 8 to 10 years away. Where's he going to come up with money to get a place?
So that's where I guess we would maybe kind of differ a little bit. I understand the aspect of having responsibility and stuff, but for mm-hmm. me, I would be like, let's take that money, which is also very responsible, and instead of paying me, let's put it into some sort of account mm-hmm. for the next 15 years where you're going to get a buttload of interest and make some money so you have mm-hmm. a good nest egg when it does become time. Instead of right. me taking the money, I think we're big on starting those accounts early and you know, if you are at home, you can still have other responsibilities, but you got to be putting money up for when it's time to leave.
Well, don't get me wrong. She does that too.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're exactly right. And she does. I mean, we opened up an account thing for her with Fidelity when she was 17
mm-hmm.
and she has to put in money, you know, every month from her work.
That's important. So, I mean, I have like a little story coming up and trending about the amount of people that are putting off saving and even looking at money because it just is too intimidating. I'm like, are you crazy? Like, mm-hmm. there's so many resources right now for people to make money, learn how to save it, where to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a great time to know about money. So anyway, yeah. I mean, like the kids, we started their savings account the day after they were born. Like, they had accounts ready to rock. And both of them are actually doing quite well at 9 and 12 years old, where we've made them essentially save, like, every birthday check that has come in, every card with cash in it. Save, save, save.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hard to get through their little heads sometimes, but it's the whole, you'll appreciate it.
I concur with all of that. And the other element for parents to think about is Zoe takes some of the money she makes and she invests it in her online store that she does.
Mm-hmm.
She has, what's it called, Depop or something like that. She has one of those stores so she is trying to learn about being a little entrepreneur.
That's great.
And generating income. And so I question her a lot of times. She's like, hey, last month I made, you know, $400 for my little store. And so I start questioning. I was like, well, what were your costs? And she's like, what do you mean costs? I said, well, you had to go out and buy the clothing that you sold. You've got to ship it. You've got the packaging and stuff like that. And for her, it was just about the income. It wasn't about the cost to go along with it.
Did you set some back for taxes?
And the taxes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, she had to do, get this, she had to do 3 Schedule Cs mm-hmm. on her taxes. At the time, she was 21 years old, and she had 3 different business Schedule Cs that she had to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, for her 3 little businesses, including being a nanny. So, yeah, she's diving in, man. She's having feet to the fire, and it's so fun to watch 18 to 22-year-olds, the dawning realization of what taxes really are like, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny in a way. To watch them like, what?
I don't get all of this?
Yeah.
No, you don't.